Now, first of all, let's talk about how do we ask, hey, what time is it? Well, it's this. ¿Qué hora es? ¿Qué hora es? What hour is? Now, I want to point out, you might say, where's the word it? Right? Okay. Because we say, what time is it in Spanish? It's really implied in Spanish. It's not necessarily, it doesn't really exist in that way in Spanish. Well, now, there is a way to say it, and we'll get to that in a later lesson. As a direct object. But in this way, you just kind of have to understand it's implied. Okay, so what time is it? ¿Qué hora es? ¿Qué hora es? All right, now we have two responses for that. First of all, when we want to say it is, there's two different ways. We're going to start with this one. Son las. Son las. That's how we say it is. But now, the only time it's different is if we're going to say it is one. And that would be this, es la, es la. Here's the thing, when it's 1 o'clock or one anything, I know we're thinking, oh, okay, so that's uno, but we're not going to say uno, we're going to say una, because it's really describing the hour, and hours are feminine, so we're going to say una instead of uno, okay? So let's just try a few of those really quick. It is 1 o'clock, it looks like this, es la una. Es la una, but any other hour, we're going to use son las. So let's just try a couple really quick. How would we say it's 2 o'clock? Son las dos. Son las dos. And we don't have to say o'clock. That's an English thing. So we can just say son las dos. Now, I want you to think about this one. How would I say it is four? It is 4 o'clock. Son las cuatro. Son las cuatro. Now, what about it is 7 o'clock? Son las siete. See, it's really easy. Okay, let's just try a couple more really quick. Now, it is 9 o'clock. Son las nueve. All right, it is 10 o'clock. Son las diez. All right, now what about this one? It is 1 o'clock. Right, we change it to es la una. All right, great. I think we know how to say all the hours now. Pretty easy. Let's talk about a couple of specific times of the day. First of all, noon. Now, we're going to use the word middle or halfway and the word day, which is día. So, this word is used for noon. El mediodía. El mediodía. That's noon. The noon time. And this is midnight, la medianoche, la medianoche. That's midnight, okay? Great, now let's move on. If we are stating that it is midnight, we would say es medianoche, es medianoche. So the last one was the midnight or the noon. Now we're saying it is midnight, es medianoche, and it is noon. 12 o'clock, straight up. Es mediodía. Es mediodía. All right. Great. Now, we're going to move into minutes. Okay, how do we add those minutes in? Well, let's look at this one as an example. It is 2:05. It is 2:05. We're going to do it just like that. It is 2:05, but we're going to say the word and. Remember, we've talked about the word and in Spanish. It's just simply the letter Y by itself, and we pronounce it E, like an I. So we're going to say it is 2:05. And it would look like this. Son las dos y cinco. Okay, let's let you try one on your own. Think about it before I tell you the answer. It is 4:20. It is 4:20. Okay, so all we got to do is say it is. We know how to do that. Son las cuatro y veinte. Cuatro y veinte. Good. Now, let's move into later part of the hour. It is 10:40, okay? There you go. It son las 10:40, 10:40. Now, I'm going to tell you another way to do that in just a second. Now, let's write down a supplemental word here, 15. If it's 15 minutes after, 15 minutes before, you might hear quince, or you might hear cuarto, cuarto. And notice that looks a lot like four, doesn't it? Cuatro. But we flip that R and the T. Think of quart, quarter, a fourth of, right? So cuarto is 15 or a quarter. So it would look like this. If we were going to say it is 11:15, we could say it like this. Son las once y cuarto. Son las once y cuarto. Great. Now we've almost covered the whole hour except for that 30 mark, 30 minutes after the hour, the halfway point. We're not going to say 30 in Spanish. We're actually going to use a different word. It's kind of like one we used a while ago for noon and midnight. We're going to use media. Media. This time it's feminine because, again, we're referring to the hour. So we're going to use this word, media. Now, this is how we would say it's 1:30. We would say, es la una y media. Es la una y media. All right, push that tongue forward a little bit and work on those ends, make it sound like a native speaker. Okay, now let's talk about a different way to do time after that 30-minute mark. Now think about this in English. We do this all the time. I'm going to use 8:50, this one here, 8:50, as an example. Now we do this in English. We say, what time is it? And somebody says, well, it's 8:50. But what's another way we say it? It's 10 till 9, right? It's 10 till 9. So let's look at it that way. Now we're going to do it basically the same way when we say it's 10 till 9. We're just going to flip things around a little bit. We're actually going to refer to the next hour. So we can say son las 8 y 50. We can say it is 8 and 50. Son las 8 y 50. But when we refer to the next hour the other way, we're going to use this word, menos. Menos. So we're going to go ahead and say it is 9 minus 10. Instead of 10 till 9, it is 9 minus 10. So just kind of reword that in your head a little bit. I promise you, after you use it a couple of times, you're going to be a natural at it. All right, son las 9 menos 10. Son las 9 menos 10. Awesome. Let's try another one. 7:55. Yep, we would say it's 7:55 or it's 5 till 8. We say it both ways in English and same thing in Spanish. So let's do the first way. Son las 7 y 55. That's a mouthful, isn't it? The other way is to go ahead and say it is 8 minus 5. Son las 8 menos 5. Son las 8 menos 5. Now, I want to get you to try one really quick. Think about this. It is 12:50. Okay, now I want you to try it the second way using minus. Okay, think about that. It is 12:50. So reword it. It is 1 minus 10. But I know I can't trick you. You're not going to say son las, right? Because we're going to say 1 minus. So we got to say es la una menos 10. Es la una menos 10. Great. Well, now we can pretty much tell time any time of the day. Now, I want to encourage you, look at your clock multiple times during the day, okay? And look, what time is it? And then I want you to try to say it in Spanish. Try to do that 8, 9, 10 times a day, and you're just going to be a natural before you know it. Now, let's modify just a little bit, just a little bit. Now, if somebody says, hey, what time is the game? Or what time do you want me to be there? We're not going to say, it's 3 o'clock, because that's not really what we're saying. We're not telling you set time now. We're saying at what time it happens. So all we have to do is use the word at in Spanish. And you know the word at is a, the letter A by itself. A means at, or it can mean to. You're going to somewhere. All we have to do, friends, is change a. Just change the son or the es to a, okay? And this is what we get. Look at this example. What time is the class? Let's do that in Spanish. ¿A qué hora es la clase? ¿A qué hora es la clase? At what time is the class? At 10 o'clock. It's going to look just like this. Change that son to a, and we get this. A las 10. A las 10. At 10 o'clock. Now, what did you notice about this type and the other type of stating what time it is? The word las is always there, right? So we're always, go ahead and put that in your mind. We're always going to use the word las when we're stating a time. The difference is saying son las or a las. It is that time or at that time. All right. So that's our common factor here. Now, ¿a qué hora es la reunión? What time is the meeting? ¿A qué hora es la reunión? At 1 o'clock. Think about what that would be. A la una. A la una. That's at 1 o'clock. There you go. So we're using la instead. Now, I want to sort of start wrapping up today's lesson by telling you how to state the time of the day that something happens. Is it happening in the morning or in the afternoon or at night? All right. So we're going to say the word for morning, afternoon, and night like this. La mañana is the morning. And you might be saying, I thought that was tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Like, hasta mañana. It is. It also means the morning. We have words like that in English, don't we? You can use them different ways and different meanings. So la mañana is how we say the morning. Then the afternoon, after lunch, we're going to say la tarde, la tarde. And then at night, in the evening, we're going to say la noche, la noche. So let's put all this together. ¿A qué hora llegas? ¿A qué hora llegas? There's one of those AR verbs, llegar, to arrive. At 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, obviously we know at 8 o'clock is a las ocho. But I need to tell you a little grammar rule here. When we have that time in Spanish, like at 8 o'clock, for example, we don't say in the morning, en la mañana. I have a rule I teach, and I want you to think de is definite. Definite is de. When you have a definite time, we use de, of, okay? So this would be our answer. A las ocho de la mañana, okay? Now, let's just do a few more examples. How would we say at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? At 2 o'clock in the afternoon. A las dos de la tarde. A las dos de la tarde. Since we have that definite time, we're going to use de. De is definite. Let's do one more in the evening. At 9 o'clock in the evening. All right, at 9 o'clock at night. A las nueve de la noche. De la noche. Okay, friends, I think that you are ready to start talking about times and times that things happen. Start having conversation. Use these as much as you can. Look at that clock all day long and state what time is it in the morning, in the afternoon, at night. Just put it all together. I know you're going to be able to master it before you know it.